Welcome to your five for the day. Recently, I came across a delightful story about a special friend a man named Paul had when he was quite young. Paul's father had one of the very first telephones in Seattle. He was too small to reach the telephone, but used to listen with fascination when his mother talked to it. Then Paul discovered that somewhere inside the wonderful device lived an amazing person. Her name was Information, Please, and there was nothing she did not know. Paul's first experience personally with this genie in the bottle came one day while his mother was out. Amusing himself in the tool bench in the basement, Paul whacked his finger with a hammer. The pain was terrible, but there didn't seem any reason to cry because there was no one home to give him sympathy. He walked around the house sucking his throbbing finger. Finally, the idea hit him. The telephone. Dragging the kitchen stool to the phone, he climbed up and hooked the receiver and held it to his ear. Information, please. A click or two and a small, clear voice spoke into Paul's ear. I hurt my finger, Paul wailed into the phone. Isn't your mother home? Came the question. Nobody's home but me, Paul blubbered. And are you bleeding? The voice asked. No, he replied, I hit my finger with a hammer and it hurts. Can you open your freezer? She asked. And he said he could. Then chip off a little piece of ice and hold it to your finger. After that, Paul called Information, Please, for everything, even the time his pet canary died. He told her the sad story, asking her, why is it that birds should sing so beautifully and bring joy to families, only to end up as a heap of feathers on the bottom of a cage? She must have sensed his deep concern, for she said quietly, Paul, always remember that there are other worlds to sing in. Somehow, he felt better. When Paul was 9 years old, his family moved across the country to Boston. Paul missed his friend very much. As he grew older, the memories of those childhood conversations never really left him. Often in moments of doubt and perplexity, Paul would recall the serene sense of security he had then. He appreciated now how patient, understanding, and kind she was. A few years later, on his way to college, Paul's plane put down in Seattle. Having some time between planes, he spent 15 minutes on the phone with his sister, who now lived there. Then, without thinking what he was doing, he dialed his hometown operator and said, Information, please. Miraculously, he heard the small, clear voice he knew so well. Could you please tell me how to spell fix? There was a long pause. Then came the soft, spoken voice. I guess your finger must have healed by now. Paul laughed. It's really still you, he said. I wonder if you have any idea how much you meant to me during that time. I wonder, she said, if you know how much your calls meant to me. I never had children, and I used to look forward to your calls. Paul told her how often he had thought of her over the years and asked if he could call her again when he came back to visit his sister. Please do, she said. Just ask for Sally. 3 months later, Paul was back in Seattle. A different voice answered. He asked for Sally. Are you a friend? She asked. Yes, a very old friend. Oh, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, she said. Sally has been working part-time the last few years because she was sick. She died 5 weeks ago. Is this Paul? Yes, Paul replied. Well, Sally left a message for you. She said, tell him, I still say there are other worlds to sing in. He'll know what I mean. Information, please, give Paul one of the most precious yet simple gifts a person can give, the gift of listening. She also gave Paul the hope that beyond death lies the assurance of a new life in heaven through faith in the Lord Jesus. This story reminds us that we need each other. Information, please, and Paul both had their lives enriched in powerful yet simple ways by the gift of their friendship with one another. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit, or what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.